Hey guys, it's Dan here, and I just want to let you guys know that we have a brand new Patreon for any one of you guys to support us in any way you can. We have tiers at $1, $5, $10, $20 level. And honestly, we all love doing what we do. We promise to never make our podcast hide behind a paywall. But if you want to get your podcast ad-free, so basically you want to not hear this before every show, go ahead and go on to patreon.com/NGP Productions and see if there's a tier that you like. And yes, there's Discord benefits, so please check it out. Listener, I'm trash, you're trash, we're all trash when it comes to anime, but we're here to prove that we're not your typical weebs. So, it is the start of season two of our anime podcast, and, you know, because it's the new year, 2021, we finally made it, we gotta look back at 2021 last time and talk about our top anime of the year. Full disclosure, I don't have any picks because I didn't get a chance to watch much anime last year, but my co-host here, which I really should let them introduce themselves.
No, keep going. It's fine. We don't exist.
Just continue what you were saying.
They have scrounged up three picks for you guys to check out. And I just want to say also that I will make it a point to also try to watch more anime this year. At the very least, maybe three shows per season. That way I have a better understanding, or at least one show per season. That way I have better something to talk about if we do this again, which we'll probably do this again next year. So who else do we have here?
Oh, so we have Dominique.
I like how you stuttered on that. It's just like, wait, I have a name. Oh my God.
I was preoccupied while he was spewing.
Whoa. I'm Melissa, but I am also in the same case as you, so it's fine, Daniel. I did not get a chance to watch a lot this year, so
Last year was very busy for everyone.
I've been working this entire pandemic, so, and with people on furlough, work was not kind. But I got a chance to watch some stuff, or at least
we're not here to talk about real life right now. So, Dom, why don't you go ahead, since you seem to be more confident in actually having a list, why don't you kick things off?
Yeah, I have up to five to even.
Fancy.
Yeah, so with the whole, 2020 existing, it kind of reflects on my anime choices, because a lot of my animes are really lighthearted, dumb kind of like animes. But my first one, I'll have to say, was Science Fell in Love, So I Tried to Prove It.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, so it's just really dumb of thing where, like, two super logical scientists try to, like, one of them confesses, and then they're like, wait, prove that you fell in love with me. Like, what's your proof kind of thing? So they conduct a lot of stupid, like, experiments, which were actually based on, like, real-life theorems and stuff, to try and essentially... How do we put this? Like,
try to objectively define love.
Yeah, objectively define love and give like numerical value.
Huh.
I mean, it's not a bad plot because I think maybe I'm just like biased on that because I am a science major in a way. As much as you can say I'm a science major, hey, my first degree was through the College of Sciences. It's mathematical sciences, but so I can appreciate the, oh, I'm going to like show this, even though you can't, like, at least in my mind, you can't really like numerically objectify love like that. But the whole rom-com of it, I can see the appeal of. And I know you had mentioned about it, the season that it was coming on, and it sounded good. And I think you watched it, you know, in your room while you were hibernating.
Yes.
While I was working, because I work downstairs. So nobody comes down.
Mm-hmm.
So, just I'll watch it later. Because I'm sure, is it something that I would like?
Yes.
Then, yeah, I'll probably watch it later.
Okay, and where can people watch it? On Crunchyroll, Funimation?
Oh, that's a good question. sorry, I didn't get that far. Give me a second here. Crunchyroll.
There you go. So check it out there, guys. All right, Melissa, your number three pick for 2020 anime.
Yeah.
We heard of that one.
Yeah, didn't you know that that was the best anime of 2021? Oh my god.
Was got it.
Yeah. Yeah, you should go check it out, Daniel, since you're behind on everything.
Who am I to question? Okay, thanks.
So the one that I would probably say, and like by no means can I say like perfectly on like why I chose this in a way, because I didn't get a chance to watch the entire thing because Dom and our other roommate were watching it while I was working, and they were just like, oh my god, we need to show you this. And that's the shorthand on it's Bufuri. And it's, I don't want to get hurt, so I'll max out my defense. And it was just one of those things. I think, did you guys show me just like the first like two or three episodes and then like went back to watching like the end of it? So I missed like the middle section of it.
She becomes a Gundam by the end.
Yeah, I think I saw the gun, like her becoming a Gundam. And then just the very beginning of like everything attacking her, and she's just like, oh, I feel nothing. And then just like passes out in the middle of the forest because she just wanted to take a nap. But it's just one of those things that it's so ridiculous. It's just hysterical to watch. And like, I need to go back and like watch the rest of the episodes that I didn't get a chance to watch because I remember the beginning and the end. Because you guys watched the rest of it while I was working late into the night.
Yep.
And like, that was about it. And it was great though. Like the little bit that I did see of it, it's definitely something that if you just want something that's like really lighthearted and like just hysterical and nonsensical, it's definitely something good to watch.
Okay. And where can you watch it?
Crunchy.
Crunchyroll, got it. All right. Dom, number two.
Okay. So number two. This one I knew of because webtoon, Korean webtoon, but I chose The God of High School.
About that one.
Yeah, it came out this year, animated by Mob. So, yeah, it's just a really fun thing. Like, it's lighthearted, but then there's also points of seriousness and just fighting. It's like a very stereotypical, like almost shonen-esque thing. But it was interesting in the fact that this Korean webtoon got animated, essentially.
I remember seeing a lot of GIFs on Twitter of it.
Yeah, I think you would really like The God of High School. I think it's one of those animes that would specifically.
You got cut off. What was that?
Hmm?
You got cut off a little bit.
Oh, sorry. I think The God of High School is a.
Wow, it keeps cutting her off.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, we can hear you for now.
Okay, so I think The God of High School would be an anime that Daniel would really enjoy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why it keeps cutting off on you.
Okay. It's
apparently Trey doesn't like God of High School.
Apparently.
It's just like every time, hey, I think...
No, what you I think? Hate that show.
I mean, it's not much hating if she's saying, oh, I think Danny will really like this. Unless Craig is just like, no, you're not going to watch this time.
It might be Daniel's fault.
Damn it, Daniel.
Okay. Let's move on.
Yep.
Alyssa? I guess that's me then, huh?
Yes, that's you.
The second one that I had chosen, and this is one that Donna just put on randomly because it was definitely something that was on her list to watch. And she had talked about this one like multiple times because she had read the, I think it was the light novel on it. And that's My Next Life as a Villainess. All routes lead to doom.
Oh, right. Yeah. that was a dumb one. It took a second to register. It's because it's one of those things that's just like, oh, I see. Huh. Like, she's just so dumb that she somehow inadvertently changes the predestined route somehow.
Yeah. Because the whole premise of it, and feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, Dom, is that, like, this girl basically assumes the life of an Otome game character that she, like, had played as.
Yeah. So specifically, she's the villainess.
And basically, it's, like, no matter which route and, like, which boy she would go through for this Otome game, it never ends well.
Yeah.
So she's like, trying to, like, change herself to be better.
I believe it's getting a season 2, too.
Is it? Yeah. I think it was one of those ones that left off on quite a cliffhanger.
Yeah, because the manga's still going, too. Or the light novel went past that point, too. So,
It was just one of those ones that when it was talked about of it getting an anime, I remember you mentioning about it, because you had talked about the light novel originally of, oh my god, I'm reading, like, this, you know, just these shenanigans going on, and I think it was one of those ones that you were just like, oh, I think, like, for both, like, me and our other roommate were just like, oh, I think you guys would really like this if you actually read it.
Yeah.
Because it's
one of those ridiculous lighthearted ones, which we needed with 2020.
Even before 2020 happened, I think you had mentioned about it.
Yeah.
Like, when you had first started reading it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, because I do remember you mentioning it way before the anime started. And then when the anime started, you had put it on, and I think we binged, like, the entire season in almost one night. Because you just put it on, like, a playlist and just let it go, and we just all kind of sat there doing our own thing, just kind of watching it. And it's just like, oh, she's doing this. Oh, she's doing that.
Yep. Pretty much. So my number one choice was probably one of the dumbest ones of the season or the year. And that was the Kuma 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 Bear anime.
Not that one.
That name alone.
Surprisingly, it was relatable.
It was so dumb it was good type of thing.
Yeah, but no. It was also super relatable. Because, like, here's this girl that got basically isekai'd, right, into this game or video game thing. World that turns out to be a reality with nothing but this Kigu, this bear Kigu as a armor, and it's OP, this outfit. But then her as the anime goes on, her whole motivation changes to doing things in order to get access to food. Like, by the end of it, like, she's like, I will fight this kraken so I can get good old Japanese food with rice and grilled fish and sushi.
So it is hella mood of just, I'm gonna do this so I can eat.
Yeah,
it's way too relatable.
Food being the ultimate motive for anything that we do in life.
Yeah. So she goes, like, at the very beginning, goes and beats up this, like, giant snake that apparently everyone's really afraid of and only, like, A-rank adventurers can beat. Oh, by the way, spoilers. I'm so sorry. This is really late. But she goes and beats up this giant snake so she can get eggs, essentially. And then she helps out this orphanage by setting up a business to sell eggs, and the orphanage gets to raise the chickens and get the cut of the profit. And then at some point, she goes and opens an entire restaurant at the town she's based in. So these people that she found like kind of getting kicked out because of this ridiculous debt, these restaurant owners, she gets them so they can come and make her food like pizza and things like that.
All I know is I think you turned it on randomly one night, and I think we only got through like an episode or two. And all I remember of it is like, I think it was either the end of the first one or the second one, and she has like these like bear summons that she's like riding around everywhere, and I'm just like, it's a bear dog. She has like two of them, but it acts like a dog, and it was just like, it's a bear dog.
Oh, they change sizes.
I just remember them being a bear dog.
Yeah, they can grow smaller.
And it's just like, one of them was like really happy-go-lucky, and then the other was like, I think angry deadpan all the time or something.
No, deadpan.
Deadpan, that was the other one.
Yeah.
Because it was like one male and one female, I think.
It was a really cute anime, and like, it was just kind of really funny and lighthearted to enjoy. Oh, it did get kind of depressing at the end, though.
Oh.
There was like one moment where she's like, she has this realization where she's in this world all by herself because like the one friend that she actually, like the first friend she ever met was like, kind of like, I don't want to be selfish and stuff. And then so she's like, I'm here by myself without any of my family, but I found new people to help replace them essentially. And you're like, oh, that's a depressing note.
Well,
I didn't ask for this.
Just that little, like, salt sprinkle of feels that you need in every.
I didn't ask for feels. I just wanted something happy to be able to just relax in, and you throw that at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your number one?
Yeah, what is your number one?
It's going to be, like, as hella mainstream as anyone can fucking get. And that was season 4 of My Hero Academia.
I mean, that was a good-ass arc, to be fair.
See, the reason that I would say it is because it was pretty much the only thing that I did fully watch within the year. Mostly because I want to say late last year to early this year, me and my other roommate, we were finally sitting down and actually watching it because they had the entire series on. Both dubbed and subbed on Hulu. And it was right when season 4 was starting to air. So we had, you know, we caught up through the first 3 seasons, started watching season 4 as, you know, as it was airing. So we could just, each Saturday morning, we would just sit down and watch the new episode while we were eating, you know, breakfast or lunch, whatever time of day it was. And it was just one of those things of, you know, like the longer it goes, the better it gets. But it was being one of those few things that I actually did kind of watch the entirety of is kind of where it skews of where why I would place it as high as it is. So there's that. But it is also the arc is very well done.
Mm-hmm.
And within the middle, I think it was actually late last year was when the movie had come out. Even though that had some slight spoilers that happened within this season.
Oh, yeah, so it totally does. But still, as someone who actually can read this part of manga, I can actually talk about this a little bit here. So overhaul, fantastic villain. I was so happy to see him get the shit kicked out of him. and Mirio.
Oh, Mirio.
You wanted them feels?
Oh, Mirio.
Yeah.
I mean, the music that you get in like the latter half of that arc also. I don't know if you've heard the music that they actually play with that, Daniel. Mm-hmm. Of some of the stuff that happens with Izuku and Eri. Like the music that happens during that, like some of the portions of it are so beautifully composed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so fitting for like what you would feel during those parts. Because I think like right after or right before those had come out, because my coworker also like he reads the manga and stuff, and like he had seen the episode before we had gotten a chance to, and he was just like, just listen to this song. And it was just like, this was right before, like, I think we went into quarantine also. And it was just one of those things that he made me listen to it at work. And I'm just like, why would you make me have these feels? And he just laughed at me.
Okay.
But
my highlights from that season, I just want to say, Gentle Criminal, best like criminal ever. Love that boy.
You would.
He's a huge dork. What's not to love?
Oh, I forgot to say where you can watch the Kuma Kuma Bear.
Where can you watch Kuma Kuma Bear?
Funimation. So okay. Funimation licensed.
And you can watch My Hero Academia everywhere.
Yeah, basically everywhere. The entire show is on Hulu. Every time I get on my Hulu, it just sits there and it's just like, I'm waiting for the next season. It's fine.
All right. So yeah, those are our top three anime of 2020. Next year, we promise to have more shows to talk about at the end of the year.
I do have a question for you, Daniel.
Sure.
Since you didn't get a chance to watch anything really, or you know, didn't get a chance to watch a lot, was there anything within the year that you had wanted to watch and still plan to?
God of High School was definitely one of them. Because I was by osmosis, I was just like exposed to nonstop gifts of like kick-ass moments from the show. Also, there's one account I follow who really hates the show, and the discourse from that one was really interesting to watch. So I just so I can form my own opinion, that's the one show I really want to check out.
Makes sense. Was there anything else that you kind of wanted to see? Because I know there's definitely some that were on my list that I still need to have time to actually sit down and watch, and I probably just need to start doing that on the weekends.
Why don't you say some of those shows?
The latest seasons of Shokugeki no Soma, Danmachi. God, what else was there? I still need to catch up on Attack on Titan for sure. There were quite a few other ones too that weren't like second or third season type of ordeals.
Yeah. Two shows that also come to mind for me was Yashahime and Akudama
Drive. Oh, yeah.
There's a few that I still need to watch, too.
We've all been slacking.
I think probably maybe by this season, we can probably like revisit some of the stuff that we missed out on. So,
yeah.
Just start slowly catching up on things.
Yep. But that's it for us today. Shorter start of the season, but you know, we still have a lot more episodes ready to go for you guys. So look forward to that. Where can people find both you and Melissa and Dom? Sorry.
So you can find me at Thus the Raven.
And I'm at Subject Despair.
And you can find myself at Perpetual Player. But please also follow the official network Twitter at NGP Productions. You can also find that also on Instagram and on Facebook. So you can find it anywhere. And we also launched a brand new Patreon at patreon.com/NGP Productions. If you want to support in any way, in any amount, we will appreciate no matter what. You can check out the tiers there. And also there, you can also find a link to our brand new Discord. So if you want to talk anime, K-pop, gaming, or tabletop, you can find it there at on our Twitter bio. The link is all there. Please, we would love to have you there and talk to us. So, as always, guys, stay safe, stay indoors, and always, always remember, I'm trash, you're trash, everyone is trash, but we all like anime, and we're all not your typical weebs. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye.